This is Jay Koshy, Evangelical Christian Chaplain at Syracuse University, and also serving with International Friendship Evangelism, doing international student ministry, and I'm your pastor for the day. Today, I'm going to be speaking from Psalm 34, and this is a Psalm of David, and it took place, he penned it when he pretended to be insane in front of Abimelech, who released him and sent him away. So basically, David was in a very dangerous situation where he was a prisoner of an enemy king, and easily that king could have put him to death, and that would have been the normal thing because David was such a enemy of King Abimelech. But instead, God delivers David. David pretends to be insane, and the king just lets him go. And then starting from verse 1, it says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. And so just right off the bat, we see that constantly speaking God's praises. And I think that's one of the secrets of David's life, that he was someone who kept praising God and he looked for opportunities to keep praising God. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. We can choose to boast in many things, but the best thing that we can boast in really is the Lord. That is what we should be boasting in, not our own self, not in other things, but in God. And then it says, let us exalt his name together. And that's something so wonderful that we can do as Christians, that we can exalt God's name together. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. And so we see here that, you know, David, he was in this very, very difficult situation and he prayed to God and God heard him. He not only heard him, but he listened and he answered and he rescued David. So when we look to the Lord, we can trust that God also will answer us, that he can take care of us, that he can free us from our fears. And my father, Dr. T. Koshy, would often quote from Jeremiah 33:3, which says, call unto me, here God is speaking, saying, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And my father had this saying that many people around the world know, and it's that we serve not only a prayer hearing God, but a prayer answering God, a wonder working God. Yes, God hears our prayers, but he also answers us, and he is a God who does wonders. And so no matter what we're facing, we can come to him, we can pray to him knowing that he will hear us and that he will answer us and that he is a God that does the impossible. He is the God that is able to deliver us out of those difficult situations time and time again. And remember this passage and David and how God delivered him from all David's fears, and he can deliver you and I from the things that bother us and our fears as we come to him. So I encourage you to bring your concerns to the Lord, casting all your anxiety on him, because he careth for you and he cares for me. This is Jay Koshy, Evangelical Chaplain at Syracuse University, and also serving international students and students at Syracuse University and SUNY ESF, your pastor for the day.